Hello, I'm Andrea Tavchar, a college public relations professor based in Toronto. My goal for my podcast is to interview PR practitioners with interesting stories to tell, and I wanted to share those with my students. I've decided to call it PR Delivered.
Yeah, so the first time was definitely very scary, but I learned, the best way to be really prepared when you're talking to media on the phone is write down your script on paper, what you're gonna say. When they pick up the phone, you know, what is your intro going to be, so that you can really kind of stay on topic and not get, not get sidetracked.
We've been in pandemic mode now for close to a year, and a lot of things have changed. Everyone I know has a dog. We've ordered takeout from all the local restaurants. We know our UPS delivery person by name, and we've adapted to working from home. Across a wide range of sectors, we've had to find new ways to do our work, and PR is no different. In this episode of PR Delivered, Samiha Fariha will share her thoughts on how media relations has changed during COVID. Samiha is currently an account executive at Torquia Communications, who posted on her LinkedIn profile that staying up to date with new trends in digital marketing and PR helped her ensure she could be an effective communicator, able to bring vast skills and knowledge to the table. Samiha has a PR certificate from Humber College and a digital marketing certificate from U of T, where she also completed her BA in political science. Welcome, Samiha.
Thank you, Andrea, for having me on the show.
I look forward to having our conversation. To start, why don't you tell us about your PR journey and how you landed at Torquia?
Yeah, sure. So after graduating from Humber College, I worked in a contract role as a social media and marketing coordinator at REMAX Hallmark Realty, assisting real estate agents with content creation, social media management, and some event planning. However, I knew I wanted to work in the PR field, especially in an agency where I could really be exposed to multiple different industries and I could really learn the most. So in order to find a stable opportunity in this field, I did reach out to managing directors and VPs at specific agencies I wanted to work at, and luckily Torquia Communications was one of them. So I reached out to Daniel Torquia, and he informed me that there was an opening for an account coordinator role, and so I interviewed for that role. The process took 2+ weeks, and at the end I was offered that job. So a year later I was promoted to an account executive, so I have been at Torquia now for almost 2 years.
I love that story because you took initiative. You didn't wait for a job posting. You reached out to the managing directors and VPs, and that takes courage and it nets results, which is fantastic. So congratulations to you on that. You do media relations for your clients. Has media relations changed during COVID?
Yes. Media relations has changed a lot during COVID. The first change we're seeing because of COVID-19 restrictions is a lot of reporters and producers have shifted to working from home. So this means you might not be able to call the appropriate reporters or producers to pitch your story. To get your story covered, your email pitch needs to be clear and concise. The second change that we're seeing is more producers of morning and afternoon shows are doing Skype and Zoom interviews because of the restrictions. So these are some of the changes that we're currently seeing in media relations right now.
Interesting. And, you know, just like you said, you can't just phone people. You know, we have business numbers attached to our emails and our, you know, contacts, but not our personal numbers. No. So it does add a level of complexity that we've never had to face. What have been some of the challenges you've experienced?
So because of the restrictions, a lot of media are working from home. So following up with media about your story pitch by phone has become a challenge. The best way to pitch in this current time would be by email. However, you could still call the newsrooms for TV, print, and web by phone. However, you know, there's a chance that these reporters are working from home, so they might not take your call. So a lot has definitely changed in terms of that.
Well, I'm interested to hear how you're managing all this. So how are you preparing your clients for this new normal in media relations?
Yeah, sure. You know, because of the restrictions, you know, more morning, afternoon, evening, and weekend shows on TV are doing Zoom and Skype interviews. So to help the spokesperson to do the interview well, and depending on the reach of the show, we try to media train the spokesperson ahead of the interview. So in the media training session, we discuss how to properly answer the questions on air, how to properly use Skype, discuss the appropriate background to have during the virtual interview, and also the appropriate attire to wear during the interview. So these are some of the things that we kind of discuss in media training to, you know, well prepare them for the interview.
So in terms of that, like, what types of backgrounds do you recommend?
You know, don't have, you know, when you're doing a Skype interview, don't have your background as your kitchen. It would be nice if you could have like an office, you know, office background at the bar. You could even be like, you don't even need to even have a background. Do the interview in your office. Just make sure that the background is not cluttered. It's not your closet. It's not your kitchen. It's just something nice and visually appealing.
And what do you recommend people wear?
You know, business attire is good. You know, no, you know, sweatshirt. You don't want to be doing an interview in that. Just like, you know, casual wear, business attire is good, and it looks well on TV. Very good on TV.
It's interesting because I saw on LinkedIn one day, somebody, I can't remember the person, but she had two pictures on her LinkedIn of herself. Yeah. One was her in business attire and one was her more casual. And she announced that she had changed her LinkedIn profile picture. And what was interesting is she wasn't changing it to the more formal. She was actually changing it to the less formal because she was an executive. And she said, this is truer to how things really are right now. And do you think there's any value to that, to kind of being a little more casual in light of the fact that we are working from home?
I mean, it will also depend on the show that you're doing the interview for. So if it's a lifestyle show, maybe for breakfast television, maybe don't wear like, you know, sweatshirts. You could wear something a little bit more casual, like maybe a cardigan or like a white shirt with a cardigan on top that looks a little bit more casual. But if it's something, an interview on BNN Bloomberg, and you know it's a business show, maybe it's, you know, it's good to dress the part. Maybe, you know, wear your business clothing instead of dressing very casual.
Right. Makes sense. I think that's good advice. So you've talked about the challenges. You've talked about, you know, the fact that the reporters are working from home, harder to reach them. So how has pitching the media changed?
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of the media have shifted to working from home. So you can't really call them. You need to email them in this current time. So to really have your email pitch be very effective, you need to tailor your pitch notes to the media type. So for example, if you're pitching TV, then you need to mention in the pitch note, you know, we feel the story appeals to your listeners. If it's print and web, say readers. If it's radio, say, you know, listeners. So you kind of need to, you know, tailor it according to the media type. Also, your email subject line needs to be very clear and specific. So if you're pitching media contacts in TV and radio with segment ideas, then you should mention, you know, segment ideas in the subject line. if you're pitching media contacts, you know, in print and web with story ideas, you need to mention story ideas in the subject line. So doing this really kind of captures the media's attention and kind of entices them to like open your email. So you have to like really tailor your email pitch notes to really, you know, get those clicks.
Do you have any tips to share in building a strong media list?
Yeah, definitely. You know, when you're creating a media list for your press release distributions or story pitches, it's important to make your media list targeted. So you should have three or four media contacts from each media outlets on your media list. If you really want interviews for your spokesperson, try to add morning, afternoon, and evening show, sorry, weekend shows on TV and radio to your list. If you're doing a national distribution for your press release, but the press release is noteworthy, try to add just the newsrooms. The newsrooms will really forward your press releases to the appropriate reporters that cover the topic that you're pitching them for. When you are creating a media list for your press release or your story pitches, kind of read through the documents to see what beats you need to add to the media list. So for example, if your press release is about Orlando, an automotive dealership in Orlando, Florida, opening another new store in that location, then you need to add media contacts in automotive, local Orlando, local or you know, media that's covering local Orlando news, real estate, and business. So kind of read through the documents to see what beats you're missing and add those beats to the media list.
Excellent. What would you, do you have any examples of projects that you've worked on that you could talk to us a little bit about? I mean, I know you can't share all the details, but is there anything that you can take us through that maybe demonstrates some of the new challenges you've faced?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, there's a client that we did work on, James Huhas. We've pitched a lot for him to the media. So we've had quite a bit of success, you know, doing work for him. So if you want, I could definitely read a pitch note and the type of coverage that he got.
That would be great. And can you just remind us who he is?
James Huhas is a Canadian athlete. He's a sailor who, you know, he's an Olympic hopeful. He's competing for the Ontario sailing team. Right now, he's currently in Malta, preparing for the, you know, 2024 Paris Olympics. So, you know, there's a lot of news that's going to be coming out regarding him that we're working to share with the media. So he's definitely an account that I'm really looking forward to working on.
That's cool. And if you want to share a pitch, that would be amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. So I guess I'll just read the pitch. So this is a pitch that I actually wrote last year. So I'll just start by reading the pitch and then I'll share some of the coverage that he got. And also I'll mention why this pitch was effective in garnering that coverage.
Great.
So the subject of the pitch is story idea, : Olympic hopeful avoids idling while out of the waters. So good morning. Name of the media. So we would do XXX, and when we do the mail merge, you know, you could just insert the name of the media into the pitch, and that would kind of tailor that pitch to that specific you know, contact you're distributing to. So under normal circumstances, Canadian sailors like James Huhas would be knee deep in Canadian fresh waters, practicing and tinkering with their craft. Today, 300 kilometers from his laser-class sailboat, James is forced to prepare using other means due to COVID-19, everything but the real things. No water access, no boat. From his home in Oakville, Ontario, in confinement, James is happy to speak with you to discuss his non-conventional training regimen, his Olympic aspirations for Paris 2024, his next competitions, and outlook. If you are interested, we'd be happy to connect you with James for a preliminary chat or provide you with more info or book him for an interview for your upcoming story. So this specific pitch actually resulted in James getting interviews on breakfast television, on TV, to radio interviews on AM 770. And also one of the show was The Danielle Smith Show, and the other one was The Morning News with Sue Dayal and Andrew Schultz. So this pitch was effective because it was timely. So during the early stage of the COVID-19 pandemic, the media was interested in covering COVID-related news from different angles. So we offered them a sports-related story, such as how COVID-19 was affecting young athletes and disrupting their training schedules and their major sporting competitions. So the pitch we sent to the media had, you know, really strong angles, had a young spokesperson, and because of these components, the media outlets were really interested in interviewing him and, you know, hearing his story.
That's excellent. The other thing that caught my attention in your pitch was that you didn't actually say what was his training regime. So you left them kind of hanging and wanting more and wanting to find out the information, and you've set it up nicely that you kind of lured them into that story. And so was the client pleased with that level of coverage?
Yes. You know, we were surprised, but we were very pleased with the coverage. He was definitely very pleased. You know, coordinating the interview was a fun experience, and he had a lot of story to share on TV for his interviews.
Fantastic. So thank you for sharing that. It's always nice to hear an actual pitch, you know, and you can kind of appreciate, and you shared a pitch that worked. So that's fantastic. Yeah. How did you develop your media relations skills? I mean, you seem to have a lot of experience in a very short period of time. So share with us, how did you develop your skills?
So I developed my media relations skills on the job, really. So I got really good at it by practicing the skill a lot. So whenever I distributed, you know, press releases or pitches to on behalf of our clients to the media, I made sure to follow up with the media regarding the pitch to see if they're interested in covering the pitch. So this really helped me in boosting my confidence when I'm talking to media on the phone and really practice my verbal communication skills. Also, whenever there was an opportunity, I took the initiative to write the media materials, the press releases, the pitch notes, and this really helped me in improving my, you know, written communication skills. So these little initiatives really kind of helped me over time to become better at media relations.
That's great. Now, let me ask you, were you frightened? Like, were you kind of scared at the beginning reaching out to media? Because I know I hear that from people, especially students. You know, the thought of just picking up a phone terrifies people. How did you overcome that? Was it just doing it?
Yeah, so the first time was definitely very scary. But I learned, you know, the best way to be really prepared when you're talking to media on the phone is write down your script on paper. What you're gonna say when they pick up the phone, you know, what is your intro going to be, so that you could really kind of stay on topic and not get sidetracked. So kind of writing down your script and knowing what you're going to say really helps in staying focused and in following up regarding that pitch that you're reaching out to them about.
That's great. And what I like to say to my students is, what's the worst thing that can happen? They could say no. Right? But they're usually probably polite. They're probably professional, like you are, right? And so there's really no downside to reaching out, right? Like, so that's great. Like, it's really just doing it and practicing it and clocking that time. Yeah. So that's fantastic. So this has been super informative, Samhia. And I'm going to ask you what I always ask my guests. Do you have any final thoughts? Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners in terms of either media relations or maybe even more broadly PR?
Yeah, so I do have some thoughts to share regarding media relations. If you're pitching a story nationally, read up on the regional news so your pitch doesn't appear tone deaf. So for example, if you're pitching a COVID-themed story, don't try to use Ontario's lockdown as an example to garner coverage in maybe Calgary, Alberta. There is a chance that, you know, Calgary might not be under lockdown. Also, make sure to read up on the latest current events when you're distributing press releases or story pitches to media. So for example, if you don't, and there's a breaking news, there's a chance that, you know, your pitch might not appeal to the media because they're too focused on covering that breaking news. So just, you know, being mindful of those little things could really help you in, you know, getting the coverage that you want.
That's a really important tip and precisely the reason that we encourage our students to stay on top of current events and read the paper. Yes. And know what's going on in the world because of exactly that. Don't be tone deaf, and also don't release your news on a day when there's so much else going on. And yes. I mean, in 2021, it's kind of hard to pick a good day because there's so much going on.
Yeah, there's just so much happening. But just reading the news and staying on top of, you know, the important facts will really kind of help you, you know, to do your job well, really.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your time, Samiha. We were just speaking to Samiha Faria from Torquia Communications, talking to us about media relations during COVID. You can follow PR Delivered wherever you listen to your podcasts. I'd love your feedback, so please reach out to me on Twitter and LinkedIn. Thank you to Ryan Garbutt for music and production.